It's Tuesday, October the 3rd. This is KFM News. I'm Andrew White. First Highway 17 has been reopened following a two-vehicle collision which closed the highway yesterday afternoon. It all happened near Sprague between Old Mill Road and Yacht Club Road. The injuries are unknown, charges are unknown, and KFM will have more as it becomes available. The Greater Sudbury Police have been notified to the possibility of human remains found near Fieldstone Drive in the Flour Mill area. The coroner's office has been notified. The investigation does continue. KFM is following this story and will have more as it becomes available. A woman in her 20s has been charged for uttering threats. It all happened at a residence in North Bay. Police say the argument turned violent when the woman headbutted her male partner, causing him injuries. She then started uttering threats. The woman has been released with a promise to appear in court. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry is sending out a notification to those who hunt and harvest deer. They say white-tailed deer in the province are facing a deadly threat called epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD. Warning signs of the disease include a loss of appetite, a loss of a fear of people, and signs of fever. Anyone who sees sick or dead deer are asked to call the MNRF immediately. Both Northern College and College Boreal have put plans in place to keep open as long as possible, but this is all within the reality that the Ministry of Labor has approved a strike or a lockout which could begin October the 15th. This is across all 24 college campuses within the province. This is all over what many say include low wages, no benefits, or job security. Many are breathing a sigh of relief today in Sault Ste. Marie as the search for a 12-year-old boy has been canceled. It was issued late last week. Ernie Corbett Jr. has been located, according to police, and they thank the public for their assistance. After 43 years, Sears in Sault Ste. Marie has closed its doors. The store has sold everything off, from stock to store fixings. This is all part of a larger chain closure nationwide. Emergency personnel in North Bay responded to a three-vehicle collision yesterday. It happened on Algonquin Avenue just before 1 p.m. Southbound drivers found themselves bottlenecked into one lane. There has been no word yet as to injuries or charges. Timmins City Council gave the thumbs up this week in regards to the McIntyre Community Arena entrance. Moreover, they have voted in support of developing a conceptual study of what might happen with the entrance or the community building as a whole. The most recent study done for the city of Timmins of that kind was for the Aquatic Center to the tune of $158,000 2 years ago.